This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A congressional panel investigating the September 11th attacks has found that federal agencies missed clues to the attack, largely because they weren't sharing information. A joint House-Senate panel heard yesterday from immigration, transportation, and other officials who say they learned too late, or not at all, about information that other agencies were holding on to. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Committee staff director Eleanor Hill painted a picture of a federal government rich in information but impoverished when it comes to basic tools for sharing that information. She talked about the wealth of computer databases scattered across the federal bureaucracy with Tom Clancy-esque acronyms like NLETS, SEVIS, IBIS, NIBIN, and NAILS. Hill said all contain information maintained by separate departments that could be useful for finding terrorists except for one thing. They can't talk to each other.
The staff review to date has found no single agency or database or computer network that integrates all counterterrorism information nationwide.
Hill says the Federal Aviation Administration, Customs and State Departments, and the Immigration and Naturalization Service each had some information about the hijackers, but that information was not linked to terrorism, so no alert was sounded. Two of the hijackers were placed on intelligence watch lists after they'd entered the U.S., and Hill said that information was available to the Immigration Service, but it was not labeled urgent.
INS officials stated that the August 2001 notice to watch list Nawaf al-Hazmi and Khalid al-Midhar was not accompanied by any specific notion that indicated that the INS should use all means possible to find these two suspects.
The same went for the now famous Phoenix memo, put together by FBI agent Kenneth Williams just 2 months before the attacks. Williams himself told the committee last week about his efforts to warn of a possible suicide hijacking, but the FBI never acted on his memo. A spokesman for the Transportation Security Administration said his agency might have stepped up airport security if they'd learned about Williams' suspicions, but Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon noted they never did.
With the FAA getting the Phoenix memo in early May of this year, 2002, and the FBI agent having written it in the summer of 2001, I don't think there is a more graphic example of how dysfunctional this system is.
Since 9/11, Congress has passed laws and the administration has changed policy to make information sharing easier. And members pointed optimistically to the proposed Homeland Security Department, which is supposed to force competing agencies to share nicely. Those measures will help, according to the witnesses from the government agencies, the men in suits, but the one man in uniform wasn't buying. He is Edward Norris, Commissioner of Police for Baltimore, and he said too little has changed in the last year.
We've had people photographing and sketching the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. We brought them in. They're in federal custody now. Some are being deported. Shouldn't the police in New York know about this, in Philly, in Boston? This is the stuff we need to be sharing, and it's not going to be done by database. It's going to be done by us talking to each other, sitting in a room over coffee, because that's how all the work is done in law enforcement.
Norris told a story. In 1990, he worked for the New York City Police when Jewish radical Meir Kahane was assassinated. Norris said as soon as the FBI showed up on the scene, they took over and cut the locals out of the terror investigation.
We were told, you shut up, you handle the murder, they handle the conspiracy, they being the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So from that day on, our files were turned over. Almost 2 years later, there was an explosion at the World Trade Center. I was summoned back to listen to tapes, only to find out that those documents that we turned over were not translated till midway through the bombing trial of the first Trade Center.
Norris remembers he'd arrested a man in connection with the Kahane assassination, but had to let him go. That man later drove the van that exploded in the Trade Center's basement parking lot. Norris's message was clear. The best way to prevent another attack is to make sure that sharing is a two-way street. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.